little-known square dance band from Wise, Virginia, also made their mark in Bristol. Charles McReynolds was the fiddler. His son, Bill, played the banjo. Brothers Howard and Charlie Greer both played guitar, and Bill Dean provided vocals. When Dean learned of the Bristol recording sessions, he urged the band to make the trip, coaxing a ride to Bristol from a friend named Hughes. Worried because they didn't have an official name for the group, Hughes suggested the Bull Mountain Moonshiners. They drove to Bristol on August 1st and recorded that afternoon under their new moniker. The group recorded Sweet Marie, which Victor did not release. They did release Johnny Goodwin, commonly known as the Girl I Left Behind, an old regimental march with Irish and English origins. Charles McReynolds presented the engineers with a unique problem. He couldn't play his fiddle without stomping. So Ralph Peer's engineers placed a pillow under his foot to muffle the stomps. Shortly after the Bristol sessions, Charles McReynolds gave up music altogether when his son Bill died of appendicitis. Music, however, remained the family's legacy. A generation later, Charles's grandsons, brothers Jim and Jesse McReynolds, embarked on one of the most respected careers in bluegrass music. Jim and Jesse and the Virginia Boys were stars of the Grand Ole Opry and traveled the globe, sharing bluegrass with an enthusiastic fan base. They carried a top-notch band that in 1968 introduced a 14-year-old banjo player from Louisville, Mississippi, named Carl Jackson. History has a way of repeating itself, or in this case, sawing and strumming along with itself. This recording of The Girl I Left Behind was produced by Carl Jackson, fiddled by Carl's friend and mentor, Jesse McReynolds, 85 years old at the time of this performance, and made all the sweeter by Jesse playing his granddaddy's fiddle, the very same one used at the original Bristol Sessions in 1927.